dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take
attention to each and every word that emanates from that man's mouth. Good afternoon or good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stapmiller. John is out. A little bit of recuperation today after the, shall we say, the sewage backup of yesterday. We're going to be with you for the next 2 hours. First hour or so, we're going to discuss some financial issues. We're also going to discuss some notes on a cowardly lion. Second hour, we're going to open up the phone line. So hold your calls to the second hour of the National Intel Report. We got music. I guess we're going to a break already. I'll get used to it, Paul. Take care, bud.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, it'd be good to listen to John, but John is out for the day. I'm your guest host, Jeff Bennett, filling in for John for the next 2 hours. Please hang on to your calls for the second hour. We're going to kind of be running through quite a bit of stuff here during this first hour. And pay attention to commercial moments. There are some great people sponsoring these programs to keep them going, to keep them moving forward. Everything we have witnessed, more so in the last 2 weeks, is indicative of the problematic nature that this nation faces. And we're going to be talking about some of these issues on and off during the course of this hour and the next. I want to take some time to discuss some financial issues because they do have a bearing on all of us. And some of you get tired of hearing about financial news discussed. Getting a look at what some of the markets did today, and I don't pay attention to them on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. You know, Republic Broadcasting was down most of the day yesterday due to unforeseen circumstances that many of you listeners are probably aware of by now. I woke up this morning and went to get online and found out that I'd been off for close to 12 hours, and it took me about 4 hours to finally get my internet service provider to realize that, no, they weren't sending me a strong signal and they better get it sorted out because I had things to do. The fact of the matter is this. When a rare thing has not happened for a while, people begin to think that it never will. But of course, once it's happened, we expect it's going to happen each and every day. Well, hopefully we're not going to see a Katrina every day or an Ophelia or whatever else you want to call it. I want you to think back at 4 years ago. After 911, we were told to run out and buy duct tape and plastic to protect ourselves from sleeper cells that the government believed lurked in Duluth and Farmington, New Mexico, and other places. But now we're keeping our eyes on hurricanes and earthquakes, and we think they're going to become a daily occurrence. But the question I have to ask you and ask myself is, what kind of a disaster is next? Well, we don't know, but we'll take a wild guess anyway. You see, the disaster that people in this country today least expect and probably most deserve, the financial disaster. My friends, when you build a city below sea level between two large bodies of water in a hurricane zone, you have to expect that sooner or later you're going to get your feet wet. So too, when you live on borrowed time and borrowed money, you have to expect that sooner or later you will have to pay up. That would not qualify as a disaster, except for the fact that so many people have staked their finances on the hope that tomorrow will never come. It will come as a disagreeable shock to them when it does. One thing tends to lead to another. The 911 attacks led to two responses, both of which have already weakened our empire, and that's what it has become. The feds vastly increased their own spending at home. They undertook a series of expensive, disastrous wars overseas. In historical terms, the empire needed to find a way to, shall we say, stay in business. An empire is essentially an international protection racket. It needs something to protect the people from. You see, after the demise of the Soviet Union, the American empire had no worthy enemies, so it had to create them. And as predicted, in those terms, the war against Iraq has become a wild success for those who need that kind of success. Under the American and Allied assault, says the International Herald Tribune recently, what had become a relatively small conspiratorial organization has mutated into a worldwide political movement with thousands of followers eager to adopt its methods, advance its aims. That this cost a lot of money, my friends, goes without saying. The United States had little in savings to draw upon, and so it drew instead on something called credit. The debt surge in America began in earnest after the Nixon administration made it possible to get away with it by totally eliminating gold backing from U.S. currency. Faced with the threat of a post-911 slowdown, the Fed made debt even more attractive and encouraged Americans to take advantage of it, buy a new SUV, preferably a Navigator. Fed Governor McTeer suggested buying a Navigator. But pity the poor fool who follows a Fed governor's advice. Gasoline sold for an average of $3.01 around the country this past weekend, and at that price it cost $100 to fill up a large SUV. Now, I drive a little Ford Ranger. You know, it's got a little tiny tank in it. It's a two-wheel drive, and it cost me $39 to fill that tank day before yesterday. Let me tell you what. It is... You got to thank God that your house is still up, because as long as it floats, you can hang on to it. But now that the storm in New Orleans has passed, the financial nightmare is about to begin. Those words from the London Financial Times. There's a big insurance gap, says the paper. Most people had storm insurance, but no protection against floods. In the big sleazy, it was the floods that did the damage. Losses were expected to tally as much as $125 billion. Who's got that kind of money? Do you? Do I? Not collectively, you and I don't have that kind of money. And so, alas, the empire that sets out to save the entire world has not saved a penny for a rainy day. So the flood leads to more debt. Katrina relief to worsen. Groaning U.S. deficit. All of this debt, private and public, builds up behind the levees like stormwater. It rises day and night. We don't know when the dikes might give way. But listeners are urged to stay on high ground, just in case. Well, last night, that thought was confirmed when Japan's second quarter gross domestic product was announced grew at the rate of 3.3%, triple the estimate by the so-called experts. You see, Japan's got it all going on right now. What about us? Because in our case, oil supplies are backing up. Refineries can't keep up with it. While the price of gasoline rises, the price of oil may fall in the near future. But what's ahead for oil in the long term, ladies and gentlemen? This is going to affect each and every one of us on a day-to-day basis. Not just what it costs us to fill the tanks in our vehicles, our SUVs, or our economy cars. It's going to reach us due to the cost of delivering goods to us. It's simply amazing. and the cost of those goods are going to increase. Even at the great Walmart of China, the cost of goods will increase. Either that or the clothes will become thinner. The paper will become thinner. And the pencils will have less lead in them. And they'll be smaller. T. Boone Pickens describes the oil situation as a treadmill you just cannot keep up with. Let's not forget the winter cometh and the cost of heating our homes, be it natural gas, be it propane, be it oil. It's going to affect us all. An oil man invested $2,500 in Mesa Petroleum back in 1956. Now it's one of the world's top independent producers. Pickens said global oil production is 84 million barrels a day. I don't believe you can get it any more than 84 million barrels. I don't care what the Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah Premier, I'm sorry, Crown Prince Abdullah says, Premier Vladimir Putin or anyone else says about oil reserves or production. Pickens goes on to say, I think they're on decline in the biggest oil fields in the world today, and I know what it's like once you turn the corner and start declining. It's a treadmill that you cannot keep up with. It is amazing. 84 million barrels a day times 365 days is 30 billion barrels of oil a year that we are depleting. And all the world's oil industry doesn't even come close to replacing 30 billion barrels of oil. And the other major influence on the price of oil is the currency in which it is quoted. As we saw last week, in terms of gold, oil is expensive. Now, that means that either gold is too cheap or oil is too dear. Gold a month ago at about 4.25. Today, it closed at about 4.46. It's off from its highs of several days ago. But it's still up there. It's still holding. It's still trading in a fairly tight range. And I'm going to tell you what. You could call Republic Trading Group today. You could call the Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And you could commit to spending $10 million to buy gold right now with the Republic Trading Group. Or $100. Doesn't matter. The point is, even at $10 million, the form of gold that you and I will discuss and we will physically put in your hand, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It will not move spot gold one penny. Because we're not in the mining business. We're not in the business of selling futures and options contracts. We're not a mining company. That's one of the beauties of dealing with private gold and owning it. It is not as susceptible to the whims and the wishes of others. Is gold too cheap? Or is oil too dear? I think it's a little of both. It is in dollars, my friends, that oil is usually quoted. And while the oil industry struggles to replace used-up supply, the world's central banks have no such problem. They can create as many dollars as the world requires and more. And in the face of disaster, how will the Fed respond? My guess? The same way they respond to every financial trauma, by printing more money. You think that isn't happening right now as we're doing this program? They're printing more money, ladies and gentlemen. And as the esteemed Dr. Reichbacher points out in his latest report, this type of fix is a Band-Aid upon a bullet wound. That's what the Fed is so famous for. And yet, the availability of credit is now, to this day, expanding. I mean, come on, you tell me those debit cards and those amounts of money that the federal government has deposited into the refugees' bank accounts and the cards they've handed them, you tell me that's not more debt? I mean, they were just given $2,000. And that's just the beginning. Oh, you and I are going to ultimately pay for it. Why don't we just leave it up to the private sector and the private contributions of the American citizen? Why do we have to wait for the government to just say, hey, we're giving your tax money away, whether you like it or not. We're taking money out of the food and off the tables of your family. We're going for a break. This is Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You got answered. I've got to get used to the different music and the bumper music. So, Chapter, we're back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Statmiller on this day. We'll be here for the first hour and the second hour. I think we're on, what, 12160 for the first hour. And, if I can get to this thing, we'll figure it out. Second hour on shortwave will be over on 7.465. If you're listening on shortwave, you've got access to a computer, we invite you to do several things. First and foremost is maybe come on over and tune in to the program at rbnlive.com. You'll see a little button that says Listen Live. You can join us there and probably get a real clear signal. The other thing we invite you to do while I'm on the air, whether it's a guest or a guest host or with my own program, whatever, I have a chat room that is open, and I invite you to come join us. For those of you who are on computer access, come join us at www.federalobserver. That's one word, federalobserver.com. Click on where it says chat room and you can join us. And we've got some old friends, Katie and Hippie Biker and NASCAR and a few of the other regulars that have listened to our work for a lot of years are in the room with us. Let's go back to some of our commentary. We've got somebody making some comments on the availability of credit in America. Now, in 2005, you think that all of this would have been pulled back. One of the writers is saying, I still carry some significant balances. This is on credit cards, mostly because the card companies are so accommodating. Here's an example of how accommodating they can be. We carry four cards issued by the same institution. They allow us to move lines of credit around to capture the best rate available on any one of their four cards at that time. In August of 2004, he says, we had almost $100,000 on one of their cards at a rate of 1.99%. Then another one of their cards came out with a rate of 0% fixed for 12 months. You see, that's it. They paid off the card with a higher balance, transferred the lines over to the other card a few days later, and then tapped into the new unused line with a 0% rate. For 12 months, they had to pay $15 per month of the balance. That's it. That rate expired. They paid off the balance 10 days ago, and he just got off the phone to see what they could do for me. They're getting more demanding. Now we have to pay off 1% of the balance each month. But they also got a rate of 0% until June of next year. That's the continual manipulation that's going on. Now, according to the Marine, and for those of you who have listened to me for many years, you know who the Marine is, the next time somebody just hounds you for being a gold bug, you can tell them that the International Monetary Fund believes in gold. Let me tell you a little bit about the IMF. Directly from their website, we read that one of their principles is, quote, as an undervalued asset held by the IMF, gold provides fundamental strength to its balance sheet. These are the big boys talking now. They say gold provides fundamental strength to your balance sheet. How is your balance sheet? That's the only question I can ask you. I'm not sure it's worth getting into all the details as to how much gold the IMF holds, what the semantics of it all are. It's not that important. What's important is do what the big boys and girls are doing. Protect yourself. Protect your wealth. Cover your assets. I'm not telling you to put all your money in gold and silver, and I'm not going to spend 2 hours doing a constant commercial here. That was never the issue. We saw the Dow drop 85 bucks today. Gold is actually, gold dropped about $4 an ounce today. The cost of a barrel of oil is down a little bit today. I can't figure out why everything's down and nothing's up, but the fact of the matter is overall, it's still what we've discussed over the last couple of weeks on Republic when I've been out with John. Ladies and gentlemen, it's simple mathematics. The dollar has lost 40% of its buying power in the last 4.5 years that Junior has been in office. 40%. And during that same time period, gold has gone up how much? 175%. Now, it doesn't take a mathematical genius to realize that in the scheme of things, $10,000 that you would have had 4.5 years ago is now worth $6,000. That's it. That's all it's worth. Okay? And that's not spending $4,000. That's what they have taken away from us through this mechanism that we call inflation, the thing that they tell us that does not exist. And yet, during the same time period, that $10,000 that we might have had the wisdom to put into gold 4.5 years ago is today, with a roughly 175% gain, is worth $17,500. All right, now let's take 40% off of that just to be safe. If we take the 40% off that the dollar has lost value on, well, guess what? We're still ahead of the dollar. $10,000, I know this is complex to some of you, $10,000 going into gold in January of 2001. The month Bush took office is on paper today worth $17,500. But if you knock off the 40% loss because of inflation, guess what? Your original $10,000 still has greater buying power than it did in January of 2001. You can't say that about the dollar. We'll be back for the second half hour of the National Intel Report. Stick around. We've got some unrelated commentary we're going to share with you during the second half hour. Second hour, we're going to open up the phone lines. It's going to be an absolutely open discussion, whatever you want to talk about.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And we're back. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller, National Intel Hour. Thanks for being with us here this afternoon. As I mentioned before the break, we have a chat room on my own personal website that is open, federalobserver.com. We've got a good complement of folks that have joined us, and those of you who have computer access and get in, feel free to come on in. We've got Ron in the room, and my good buddy the Kid up in Minnesota, and the Beer Man, and see Omega's in and out, and Samizat's in. We got a good group of folks. NASCAR fan I haven't talked to in a number of months. Babsy, always good to see her. A couple of quick things. I will continue to do this. One of my goals was this week to talk about silver, and I'm going to take just a moment and do it, and then I've got some things I want to conclude the hour with. Silver is something we had some people at Republic Trading Group earlier who just didn't really like to deal with silver, and so many people out there who listen think that all we deal with is gold. Understand that silver is an exceedingly viable part of what we need to consider holding. I'm not going to have all the time to discuss it during the first hour. We may get a little bit of time during the second hour. But understand there's a series of different ways to buy silver. And why do we want to own silver, ladies and gentlemen? Because you look at silver as almost your daily expenditures. I refer to it as a loaf of bread, gallon of milk mentality. Gold is something that you buy and you put away and pray to God you're never going to need it. It becomes your savings account, so to speak. And in the long haul, gold is going to maintain its buying power. If you're looking for a profit structure, remember that gold in approximately the $450 an ounce range right now. Last time gold was at 850, silver was at 50. Silver right now is hovering at around $7. So if you want to get a little bit of a twinge of potential profit, if gold should go to 900, what's silver going to do? Go to 50, 60, $70 an ounce. You're looking at a far greater return on silver. But silver is something that you will use potentially for barter and trade on a day-to-day basis. And we do have a variety of junk silver, old dimes, quarters, and halves that are 90% silver content, and American Silver Eagles. One of my personal favorites is the Mexican Libertad. It's a pure one-ounce silver coin, just like the modern-day American Silver Eagle, but we can usually buy them for a dollar a piece less. That, to me, is a tremendous bargain, considering, you know, an awful lot of you folks listening today live down in the Austin area, live in Texas. I know we've got micro-broadcasters all over the state. If you had to get your lawn mowed or your palm trees trimmed, or you maybe, you know, do I need to explain that pulling out a couple of silver Mexican Libertads may not be a bad thing to consider doing some trading with? I've done it. It works. How do you do it? You give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. I will personally be glad to discuss silver options with you, and I don't mean a futures and options contract. What your options are as far as the purchasing of silver, you make the determination how much you want to invest. Silver, gold will balance your portfolio. If you own a lot of gold and silver you've bought elsewhere, you're not concerned, you've got the right thing. Gringo, my American buddy down in Mexico, glad to see you online with us today. And I'll be more than happy to personally counsel you. You want to do some consideration of maybe trading some of that platinum that's really worth a ton of money? Maybe we can do some conversion, and for every ounce of platinum you have, you can pick up 2+ ounces of silver, of gold. And that may be a very interesting consideration, so I'll be real glad to discuss those things with you. Let's move in another direction, because we are going to have one more network break coming up a little bit later. Last week when I was on Chris Gerner's show, Chris was kind enough to allow me to share with you a column which I had written at that time, which discussed maybe the need and the potential to consider burning New Orleans. And if you go to the Federal Observer, you'll find some further comment about that from other people. And I yesterday, because of things that were going on, I just got in one of these moods to begin to write. And I wrote a column entitled Notes on a Cowardly Lion. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Federal Observer, I am the publisher of it. I am the founder of it. I am not a professionally trained writer. I don't always write smoothly. Some columns I write are better than others. Some of them tend to become ramblings and musings. And I guess to some degree that's what this one is. Allow me to share this quotation with you, issued by George Bush shortly after September 11th, 2001. He says, "The recession started upon my arrival. It could have been, some say February, some say March, some speculate maybe earlier it started. But nevertheless, it happened as we showed up here. The attacks on our country affected our economy. Corporate scandals affected the confidence of people and therefore affected the economy. My decision on Iraq, this kind of march to war, Bush said, affected the economy." When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for starters, I don't think that it's a hidden fact that I don't care for President Bush any more than I cared for nor agreed with the policies of his predecessor, Willie J. You see, Clinton spent more time defending his various peccadilloes, you know, affairs, both foreign and domestic. George W. Bush, in his own minute wisdom, has shown his disdain of lower and middle class American people and his ignorance of the United States Constitution. He has spent us, my friends, into the financial abyss. Witness another one of his comments. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. And so he has spent us into the financial abyss via his search for the non-existent weapons of mass destruction, committed us to a never-ending war in the Middle East, and generally bumbled his way through nearly 5 years at the helm of the USS Titanic. Going down, anyone? Ah, you say, then you would have voted for John Kerry. No, Personally, I would have cast my vote for Monty Brewster. In other words, none of the above. You see, at least Brewster had a heart. Bush, my friends, is in office for one reason, to placate and line the pockets of those who put him in office. Oh, no, I don't mean the sheeple who voted for him and really think that their vote counts. I speak of corporate America, not the country. The big business whose interests are served by war, inflation, deflation, and natural disasters such as Katrina and 9-1-1. Witness these words from George W. Bush. We are ready for any unforeseen event that may not occur. You have to really listen carefully to the words that come from his orifice, my friends. There are rumors in the news media that while Halliburton continues to profiteer big time in the never-ending war, they are on the verge of stepping into Louisiana to order, in order to rebuild New Orleans for the elite. And there's actually some commentary about that. If you go to a website, WayneMadsenReport.com, W-A-Y-N-E, Madsen is M-A-D-S-E-N, report, all one word, WayneMadsenReport.com, and look at his entries under September the 9th. Dallas meeting plans reconstruction of New Orleans without the poor African Americans, the column says. Is Junior any different than those who came before him? No, he just can't act as well as they did. He definitely qualifies for the Rotten Tomatoes Academy Award. You see, he has proven that you can fool all of the people all of the time. What suckers the sheeple are. I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be a-scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain with the thoughts you'll be thinking you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart is full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-dong dairy if I only had a brain. In the scheme of things, and let's be honest, they are all constantly scheming, G.W. Bush, the big Texas oil man that he claims to be, couldn't hold a candle to J.R. Ewing, who would have chewed him up and spit him out. You see, Bush is like the Cliff Barnes of politics, always scheming, always losing, and always ending up looking like a bad caricature of a leader. On the other hand, Martin Sheen has spent a large part of his acting career portraying presidents, vice presidents, and other political personages on both small and large screens. And Martin Sheen has more experience in the field than Junior. And he's a more likable guy. And yet today we could use a J.R. Ewing to lobby for American oil interest instead of our continued dependence upon the Saudi families. You know, I don't know about you, but I've never witnessed a more inept public speaker, my friends, a guy who just can't think on his own two feet, or probably can't think on his own. You know, he's kind of like a librarian, someone who has read a lot of books in the closet with the lights turned off. George Bush statement, one of the great things about books is sometimes there are some fantastic pictures. Upon notification of the attack on the World Trade Center on 9-1-1, Georgie showed no emotion whatsoever. He quietly turned back to students in the classroom, the children, and concluded reading them the fairy tales. Photo ops then presented themselves at Ground Zero days later before the public. Oh, the speech was okay, but he ain't no Rudy Giuliani. And then he rattled his limp sword toward the Middle East and declared Osama bin Laden yet as our mortal enemy, as he was laying the foundation for the rules of engagement. And who did we engage? Sodomy insane, evil ruler of an evil empire. No weapons of mass destruction still, 4 years later, and yet hundreds of thousands of America's sons and daughters sent to the Afghanistan, to Afghanistan and Iraq, where we came to give them something called democracy, to fight for our security and freedom. And don't forget that there may be more to come. You know, how can you give something As with all the administrations, nepotism and personal relationships are the rule of the day, my friends. Michael D. Brown at FEMA finally resigned on 9/12, and Michael Chertoff is head of the SS, I mean Homeland Security. His main financial backer, Kenneth Lay, you remember Enron, don't you? Well, Kenneth Lay still has yet to be brought before the courts for his shafting of employees and stockholders alike. Like Clinton before him, it seems that the big money backers get away with murder and grand larceny. You remember Mark Rich and his hottie ex-wife? And now New Orleans may be going to the highest bidder for the resurrection of casinos in more upscale Tony neighborhoods. What are the poor to middle-class citizens who once lived there? Bulldoze and burn is my assumption. The Center for Disease Control, along with the Department of Health and Human Services and EPA, etc., will probably condemn large blocks of the big sleazy due to potential and very real health concern. And as of this writing, businesses have been allowed to begin to re-enter the affected areas, but not Rufus Homeowner. Oh, no, baby, you can't go back there. You may own property, but we're not going to allow you to go back in there and get your personal effects in your paper, but Mr. Businessman can go back and get his. Where is the compassion, George W.? Where is the heart? And as to the brains, well, the lights are most definitely off. Now, suggesting to Nancy Pelosi, as relates to FedGov's response to Katrina, that nothing had gone wrong in New Orleans, that was ludicrous. George Bush did exactly that. It showed a lack of brains, a lack of heart and courage. Maybe Bush simply just gets off pissing Pelosi off, making her cry. Yeah, that's the ticket. Make her cry. Do I believe that the government should pick up the pieces for everything that goes wrong in this nation? Absolutely not. But given the facts that billions and trillions of dollars are committed to giving freedom to nations around the world who don't grasp the concept, it seems that charity must begin at home. But on the other hand, let's be blunt, that charity would be better administered and given by private contribution and corporate sponsorship. Every time FedGov gets involved, the costs increase at least tenfold and efficiency declines by 90%. Result? It costs to get assistance in this nation today. And yesterday, a large portion of Los Angeles was hit with a blackout. The city was investigating the cause and extent of the outage. The blackout came a day after ABC aired a videotape of a purported Al-Qaeda member making terrorist threats against Los Angeles on the fourth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. You know, I don't know what you remember about 4 years ago, but we were constantly barraged with scare tactics like this on a daily basis. Gotta keep the public whooped up into a frenzy. That's how we sell our agenda. Seems to me that a guy named Adolf once did something like that. Wasn't it called Reichstag? Sieg Heil, mein Herren und mein Damen. Yeah, it's sad, believe me, Missy. When you're born to be a sissy, without the vim and verve, but I could show my prowess being a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. Well, I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard, I'd be gentle as a lizard, I'd be clever as a gizzard if the wizard is a wizard who will serve. And I'm sure to get a brain. Well, having the audacity, translate that into balls, to politely indicate to the American public that they can go screw themselves. That should not be confused with having courage, Mr. Bush. Having courage takes real leadership. Oh, well. Enough said. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. That is my latest. And there are those who will be offended by that, though, some of those statements. There are those in this country today that believe that G.W. Bush is doing a tremendous job. As a puppet, he's doing a marvelous job. But you see, that's the problem. Who's pulling the strings, as I commented last week? Dick Cheney, seen for the first time in 6 or 7 months, removed from his crypt and sent down to New Orleans on a public relations tour. And a gentleman who allegedly is a doctor stood in the audience as Dick Cheney gave his little spiel. And the guy told Mr. Cheney what he'd go do to himself. And Cheney acted surprised. He said, "Oh, I've never heard that before. I got news. Not only has Mr. Cheney heard it before, he's been given the bird of the American public most of his life. And although he may no longer be heading up Halliburton, he may no longer be on the board of directors, you can rest assured that when the day of retirement comes, Dick Cheney is going to profit big time. And who will the ultimate losers be? Once again, my friends, the American public. The poor, the needy, the downtrodden of New Orleans no longer exist. They are part of cities and communities and states all over this country. They've been divided. They've been sent out hither and yon. Some of them are working. That's good. I'm glad. Maybe some of them truly feel it's a new start. But in all honesty, all they've done is diluted these people. Other states, other cities, other counties are now going to pay the bill in so many instances. Because after all, we've been told there are no jobs in this country. Americans don't want to work. And that's why all the jobs have been going to illegals. We had 1,000 people in the Arizona Coliseum last week. Now it's down to about 250, many of whom are now out working. They were able to get jobs right away, but those living on welfare and unemployment in the state of Arizona, they couldn't go out and get those jobs. You know why? Because it was more lucrative to suck it up off the government dole. You, I. How much treasure is below water in New Orleans? The rich and the elite will find it. Casinos, Highline hotels, a new resort community. I can smell it coming. Because even the commentators on television have begun to realize what I've been saying for over a week. Many, 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 many of these homes in New Orleans cannot be rebuilt, should not be rebuilt. The disease, the health-related problems that you're going to find there now are going to become a plague, an epidemic. How many of those people want to go back to that? It's almost better to stay where they are. I mean, they're being cared for. They're being housed in as guests. Or they're getting new homes, and the various different states are paying for it. And they don't have to worry about living underwater. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we face. You and I are going to be paying the bill for New Orleans for a long time. Is the average low-income individual going to be moving back to New Orleans? Frankly, if I'd left under those circumstances, I wouldn't want to go back. Would you? I'd rather go to my new adopted state. Maybe I've got relatives there. Pray to God that my family came with me, or that they at least found my family and put us back together. I had a long talk with a good friend this morning, Karen Lee Bixman. Many of you know that name. Many of you used to read Karen Lee Bixman's columns. She's a good friend. I continue to stay in touch with her. Ladies and gentlemen, she is absolutely right. Everything being done in New Orleans right now is being developed and designed for the purposes of the suspension of posse comitatus. The military has now been told you can patrol the streets, but do no longer are you to kick in the doors and go in trying to help people and save people. That's against the Constitution, but you can help keep the area secure. You can stay out on the streets, making yourself available to save, but don't do anything to violate the Constitution and posse comitatus. No, this is being set up. The guns are all being taken away. The guns are being taken away from people who lawfully own them. They're not being allowed to leave the area and cross state borders with those guns. Get the guns. Get the control. That's what they're doing. Mark my words. Mark the words of Karen Lee Bixman. The suspension and the end of posse comitatus is around the corner. It's all being set up and made ready for it. And then when there's a big earthquake in L.A., and they have mandatory evacuation, they're not going to have posse comitatus to kick around anymore. Think about it. Yeah, am I bouncing all over the place today? Yes, I am. Quick notification they need me to fill in. So we grabbed a couple of quick things. We threw it together. I do tend to ramble. I'll get going. I hope it's given you some ideas. Or during the second hour, I may drop in, give you a couple news headlines. We're going to open up the phone lines during the second hour. And you are going to be the program today, not me. I'll moderate. We'll try to answer. We'll do some general discussion and commentary. Keep it clean. Keep it simple. The But that's what we're going to do. We're going to open it up for calls. That number for the second hour, 1-800-313-9443. Write it down. 1-800-313-9443. You know what? Keep the cost to the network down. Don't call yet, because the longer you sit on hold, the higher our bill gets. Help us keep that bill down. But once we get rolling, you are going to be the program for the second hour. It's open season. You want to talk economics? You want to talk Katrina? You want to talk health-related issues? We have a column right now on the Federal Observer, an interview with a man who was with the Environmental Protection Agency for 35 years. And he says the problems are going to be greater than anything we've ever experienced. You've got a toxic stew brewing down there. They're pumping the water out of New Orleans so fast, and it's filling up the Mississippi. It's filling up Lake Pontchartrain, and Lord knows where else that toxic is going. This is not going to be good, ladies and gentlemen. Expect to see. When I talked to Karen, her brother-in-law, her son-in-law, I guess, had just gone down to New Orleans for 3 days. He said within the first half an hour of getting there, the stench was so vile, he vomited three times in that first half an hour. He said this man has been to third world countries. You know, this is the kind of guy that would go off to help deliver food to Biafra and the poor little starving kids they talk about on South Park and some of the Sunday night Raise the Food Lot church shows that are on television. You know, the Pass the Collection Plate for Jesus programs, like I like to call them. And the fact of the matter is, he said this is worse than any third world country he had ever been into. Bodies are just getting large and large from the absorption of all this and the death. And he says as they went down the streets in the boats, they kept bumping into bodies. And what there is on television doesn't even begin to cover what the problems are. Hey, Paul, did I miss a network break somewhere? Oh, that's cool. That's nice, man. Thanks. I've got some folks in the chat room are asking, because they live locally, if there's a local number they can call to get online so they don't run up the 800 phone bill. Kind of complicated. Let's just let it go with the 800 number then, huh? Okay. Thanks for listening, folks. This has been a very, very fast hour. I basically walked away from the airwaves as far as shortwave is concerned last November. I've had some personal things going on. A lot of the folks in the chat room kind of stayed with me through the internet time. It's good to have a good number of you back, even some new people here in the room. Hillbilly's with us, and Ron Bernsey, stop screaming at us. Go back to lowercase letters. You folks take care. Thanks for joining us for the first hour. And for those of you listening on shortwave, switch your frequency over to 7.465. We'll be back with the second hour of the National Intel Report. For those of you that got to sign out, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.